In Haiti, 4.4 million people are experiencing extreme hunger. That is almost half the country, which is plagued by recurring natural disasters and continued violence. Let's bring in Jean-Martin Bauer, the World Food Program's representative in Haiti. Welcome.
Hi, Scott.
So more than 1 million people in Haiti are in a situation described as an emergency. Can you first give us a quick snapshot of how things look on the ground? You're based in Haiti.
The way things look is that Haiti's facing another food crisis right now. That means people don't have enough to eat, that they're resorting to things like buying cheaper foods or eating fewer meals, eating lower quality food, and that increases nutrition risk. But it's also meaning that children are falling into severe malnutrition. A recent survey in a neighborhood of Port-au-Prince assessed that 1 out of 5 children are acutely malnourished.
Now, hunger crises often have many reasons. Let me ask you to walk us through some key factors, perhaps from the perspective of a family there. Last year, there was an earthquake and flooding that destroyed a lot of infrastructure, roads, farms. How does that hit a family?
A family right now has to pay a lot more money to buy the same basket of goods. The numbers that we have indicate that compared to a year ago, people have to pay 50% more just to buy the same basket of goods. Inflation is a huge problem for people day to day. There's also violence in Port-au-Prince right now, and that's preventing people from either coming to the markets to sell their goods or their produce. It's also preventing people from going to work in a normal way.
And I want to ask you more about this gang violence. Then, so if I am trying to get access to the market, either to sell food I've grown, produced, or to buy food for my family, right now is it too dangerous, in some cases too risky, to even try to get to the market?
There are many different situations, but I remember meeting a man in the north of Haiti, far from Port-au-Prince, and the gang violence is concentrated in Port-au-Prince. This man is a banana farmer. His name is Theodore, and he'd grown a few acres of bananas and was telling me that they were nearly ripe and ready to go to the market. And he told me he didn't know how he was going to sell his banana crop because the road to Port-au-Prince is controlled by a gang. And he lost the access to the major market he had. And that's also a story we hear in the south of Haiti. The south of Haiti has been cut off from Port-au-Prince for more than a year now. So either the food spoils or it's sold at very low prices, but they're out of options. And the risk is that these farmers will stop producing if they don't have the certainty of being able to sell the food they grow.
There are so many factors to what's going on here. For the World Food Program, what are the main things it has to do now, given this increasingly acute crisis? I'm sure you're trying to raise money while much of the world is focused on Ukraine instead.
Well, to be honest, there actually is an impact of the situation in Ukraine on Haiti right now. I told you about sharply higher food prices in Haiti. Part of that is due to the ripple effects of the Ukraine crisis on global food markets. Haiti imports 50% of its food, and for some food products, it's more like 80%, including the key staple, rice. So there's been an impact of the Ukraine crisis on Haiti indirectly through higher costs for imports, and that's contributing to the food crisis that's taking place right now. And what we're trying to do to respond is we're providing, first of all, humanitarian assistance. We're making sure people who need assistance get cash to buy food or food transfers. We're reaching from 1.3 million to 1.7 million in the country. As you mentioned earlier in the interview, Scott, there was an earthquake in 2012, a cholera outbreak. There was Hurricane Matthew in 2016. There was another earthquake last year. So these things just don't stop in Haiti, and we need to strengthen the systems that feed people in Haiti. And what we're trying to do at the World Food Program is work with the country's small farmers and give them a chance to feed their own people. And one of the projects we're quite proud of is the Homegrown School Feeding Project. Every day, 100,000 school children in Haiti get a meal that's exclusively made up of locally produced food. And hopefully by doing that type of thing, we're strengthening the farming system in Haiti so that, once again, the country is able to feed itself, even when there are problems like the ones it's going through right now.
Jean-Martin Bauer, is the World Food Program's representative in Haiti. John Martin, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Scott.